Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Carrie Hubbard. She's the Director of Clinical Services at Itinerus, which is a very interesting organization that serves adults with autism spectrum disorders in Baltimore. Tell me a little bit about Itinerus.
We provide full-day services and also supported employment services for adults on the spectrum. So everyone has a primary diagnosis of autism. We're the only agency in Baltimore and one of two in the state of Maryland that provides specifically for people with autism. Currently, we are serving 47 people, but we anticipate growing over the course of the next 6 years or so to about 125, 150. But we started, just so we're coming up on our 5th year anniversary, we started with just one client. And how that happened was a group of parents had kids on the spectrum, and they were looking for adult services once the school services ended at age 21. And they couldn't find any that dealt specifically with autism and in a fashion that they wanted their kids to be dealt with or approached. The agencies were having a hard time finding meaningful employment. They weren't practicing best practices for people on the spectrum. So this group of 9 people founded Itinerus. One of those parents now is also our executive director, Amy Taubenfeld. And then I came on in May of 2011 to kind of get the clinical side up and running.
Is the percentage of our population that have autism spectrum disorders increasing?
Yes, tremendously. Greater, more expansive diagnostic criteria. The DSM has just changed the way that we diagnosed autism and autism spectrum disorders. And I think a greater awareness. I mean, the world is fully aware of autism at this point. I remember when I started 10 or 11 years ago working in this field, people still weren't really sure what autism was all about, how you got it, where you got it, what it meant for you, long-term, short-term. And I think that the whole world is kind of in gear now with what autism is. And now we're just really trying to find a way working on autism acceptance as opposed to autism awareness.
I've seen the tremendous impact that great teachers can have on children with autism spectrum disorder. Do you have the ability to continue to make progress on adults with autism spectrum disorder in your program?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the reason that I used to work in the school system and I saw all the kids who I had been working with so diligently for years going into the adult system and rapidly regressing, losing skill, no longer able to communicate, their hygiene skills were dropping off, which is what got me into the adult industry. And it's been tremendous having these young adults with us because they continue to grow and learn. The parents of all of our clients, or the majority of our clients, have said, you know, we never thought that our child would continue to grow. And they have. Itinerus has helped them do that. And that's very much attributed, of course, to the clients and also our staff. We have amazing staff.
Well, thank you for joining me. It's very interesting having you, and you're doing some great work.
Thank you so much.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.